So today we are very, very fortunate to have Her Grace Savitri Mataji on call with us. And today we will be continuing from Sri Navadvip Dham Mahatmya and today's session 15. So Savitri Mataji, thank you so much for giving us your most precious association. You can now take over the call. Hare Krishna.
Thank you, Priti Vilasini. Thank you everyone for joining us. Please accept my humble obeisances, all goes to Srila Prabhupada, all goes to all the Vaishnavas. We are going to read from Sri Navadvip Dham Mahatmya, chapter 18. Shalakaya chakshur militam yena tasmai Sri Gurave namaha. Shri Chaitanya mano bhishtam sthapitam yena bhutale. Swayam rupa kadamayam dadati svapadantikam. Bandeham Sri Guru Sri Yuta Padakamalam Sri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Sri Rupam Sakrajatam Sahaganam Raghunatham Vitamtam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Sri Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Sri Vishakhan Vitamscha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinabandho Jagat Pate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Shirada Kanta Namastute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Shiradhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishobhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Bancha Kalpataru Vyascha Kripa Sindhu Vaye Vacha Patita Nampavani Vyo Vaishnavibhyo Namanamo Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shivasadi Gaura Bhakta Pindam. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya, Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya, Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. We are reading from Sri Navadvip Dham Mahatmya and we are starting today the 18th chapter. The removal of Sri Jiva Goswami's doubts and he is traveling to Vrindavan. As we know in chapter 17 in text number 36 and 37, Srila Jiva Goswami expressed his doubts or he asked questions to Sri Nityananda Prabhu. Two questions were asked. One was, why do many souls who reside in Navadvip not attain devotion to Krishna? Another one, why do souls reside in the Dhamma but commit offenses? This is now my troubling doubt. So Jiva Goswami was troubled by those doubts. So he asked that more, how will devotees of the Lord become free from anxiety about this? Because we have this doubt. And very important too, right, to understand the real answer. So Srila Jiva Goswami requested Sri Nityananda Prabhu to give the proper answers to remove the doubts. So that was the point, the removal of Sri Jiva Goswami's doubts in this chapter. So Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur first in this chapter, as usual, is saying Mangala Charanam. All glory to the son of Shachi, Sri Gauranga, and the son of Padmavati, the life of Janava. All glory to Advaita, Gadadhara, Srivasa, and all the associates of the Lord. Hearing Jiva's question, Nityananda Rai explained a highly confidential truth in the assembly of the Vaishnavas. So this chapter we must hear with rapt attention. We must hear very attentively many wonderful points will be revealed in this chapter. Very confidential matter will be discussed now. So in the text number 4, Sri Nityananda Prabhu says, Shunaji Bindavano Navadivo Dham Ajoshu Anandamaya Jiviro Vishram. O Jiva, listen. Vrindavan Dham and Navadvip Dham are shelters for countless joyful souls. So joyful souls take shelter
of Sri Vrindavan Dham
or Sri Navadvip Dham. Both dhamas are Vrindavan. Two places, but principally one. Same Vrindavan Dham has appeared in this world in two places, in Vrindavan and in Navadvip. But principally the same. As we know that by performing Sankirtan Yagna in Vrindavan, one can get entrance to the Golok Dham. Even from Vaikuntha Dham, it is not possible to go to Golok Dham directly. If a Jiva soul wants to go to Golok Dham while he is in the Vaikuntha Dham, it is not possible directly from Golok Dham to, directly from Vaikuntha Dham to Golok Dham. But it is possible in other way. How? When the soul comes to this earthly Vrindavan, performs Sankirtan Yagna, then he gets direct entrance to the Golok Dham. So Sankirtan Yagna must be performed in Vrindavan or Navadvip. Both are Vrindavan Dham. Brajadham, Navadvip Dham. Sri Bhaktivinoda Thakur wrote one very, very important book. That book's name is Jaiva Dharma. Actually, all Vaishnavas who are very serious to understand all the tattvas in one place, that book is known as Jaiva Dharma, written by Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur. In that book, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur mentions, within the whole world, Bharat Bhumi is the best land. India or Bharat Varsha is the best land to live. Within Bharat Varsha, this best place is Bangabhumi. Bangabhumi means the Bengal. The Bangladesh and West Bengal altogether is known as Bengal. Within Bengal, Navadvip Dham is best. Nine islands, which is known as Navadvip Dham. Within Navadvip Dham, Antardvip is the most important place. In Antardvip, Mayapur is the best. Within Mayapur, Yogapit is the best. Yogapit is the birthplace of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. How it is best? We all have to read that Jaiva Dharma. This Navadvip Dham is Vrindavan Dham. At this age of Kali, this Dham is most powerful. And now you are going to hear more about Navadvip Dham. Sri Nityananda Prabhu is speaking. This is transcendental Dham, abode, transcendental abode. It's inconceivable for us to grasp the total glories of Navadvip or Vrindavan. So now, Nityananda Prabhu speaking in the 4. Oh, Jiva, listen. Vrindavan Dham and Navadvip Dham are shelters of countless joyful souls. Joyful souls means who have realized their true identities. Who are liberated souls. They are known as joyful souls. They are not connected with the material energy. They are connected with the internal energy of the Lord. They are joyful souls. Text 5. Pure souls are beyond material nature. They reside here in the Dhamma eternally as associates of Krishna. So who are the pure souls? Who are liberated souls? Who are joyful souls? Is it possible us to become liberated souls while we are living in the bodies and also living in the material world? The answer is yes, and that is the perfectional state of our existence. We must attain this. How to attain? In Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, Rupa Goswami said, the famous verse in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, Iha yasya harer dasye karmana manasa gira. Nikhilashvapi avasthashu jivan muktaha sa uchyate. Prabhupada quoted this verse in many, 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 many places. In Srimad Bhagavatam, in Gita, of course in Nectar of Devotion. So the meaning of this verse is, a person acting in Krishna consciousness, or in other words, in the service of Krishna with his body, mind, intelligence, and words, is a liberated person, even within the material world, although he may be engaged in many so-called material activities. He has no false ego, for he does not believe that he is the material body, or that he possesses the material body. He knows that he is not this body, and that this body does not belong to him. He himself belongs to Krishna, and the body too belongs to Krishna. When he applies everything produced of the body, mind, intelligence, words, life, wealth, etc., whatever he may have within his possession, to Krishna's service, he is at once dovetailed with Krishna. He is one with Krishna and is devoid of the false ego that leads one to believe that he is the body, etc. This is the perfect stage of Krishna consciousness. I just read the one little portion of the purport of Bhagavad Gita, in Bhagavad Gita, chapter 5 and text number 11. This famous verse is very, very important for us to remember how to get the perfectional stage of Krishna consciousness, our perfectional stage of our existence. Iha yasya harer dasye karmana manasa gira nikhilashvapi avasthashu jivan mukta sa uchyate. And we must achieve that state. Remain bondage free while within this body and while we are within this material world. So they are known as pure souls. They are known as joyful souls. So, Srila Jiva Goswami is hearing that answer from Sri Nityananda Prabhu. Pure souls are beyond material nature. They reside here in the Dhamma eternally as associates of Krishna. So, they never think that I am the product of this material world. So, what is the other world? Spiritual world, that's it. So, I am related with the spiritual world. So what is the meaning of that I belong to the spiritual world? Means I am an eternal associate of Krishna. That feeling is there always in the heart. Right now in the conditioned state, we have the feeling that I belong to this world. I belong to a family, particular family. I belong to a particular man, particular society, particular country, nation, particular religion, right? We have that kind of feeling. These are all causes of our bondage. We are bound with the material nature. When we have only single feeling that I am soul and I belong to the spiritual world, I belong to Krishna. That means I am an eternal associate of Krishna. So in the sixth, Nityananda Prabhu says, Eidham Nityadham Vishuddha Chinmayo Jaro Desho Kalo Heta Pai Parajayo. The dham is eternal, pure and spiritual. Material time and space are suppressed here. Means, has no meaning here. The pure souls, the joyful souls, they live in the dhamma in the spiritual time. In the dham is eternal, pure and spiritual. They don't live in within material time, within material space. They live within spiritual realm, spiritual atmosphere, not in the material atmosphere, not within the material time and space. In other words, material time and space become spiritual for them. Everything is spiritual. The pure soul realizes everything in the essence of everything as spiritual. Time and space in the dham are spiritual and joyful. Everything here always appears the opposite of material nature. In text number 7, Nityananda Prabhu is giving us the truth of dhamma. So there in dhamma, time and space are not material, spiritual. And when it is spiritual, it is joyful too. Chid anandamay. Everything is chid ananda. Means spiritual, chid means spiritual, ananda means joyful. Everything here always appears the opposite of the material nature. They live in the eternal existence, right? They always live in present time, in present tense or present time. Material time means past and future, but the spiritual time means present. Now, in 8, Nityananda Prabhu speaking, know that all the homes, gates, rivers, streams, forests, and courtyards here are spiritual and extremely beautiful. So with the spiritual consciousness, we perceive everything as spiritual. See, the material world is known as perverted reflection of the spiritual world. Here everything is upside down and, just opposite, upside down, backward. But it gives us the understanding that in the spiritual world, same types of varieties are there. Houses are there, plants are there, rivers, mountains, living beings are there, but all are spiritual. Earth, water, air, fire, ether, everything is there also. But they're all spiritual. It's inconceivable for us. Even the land is spiritual, dust is spiritual, everything is spiritual with full consciousness. So they perceive in the dhamma, same. They are living in the spiritual realm. They're incorporated within the Vaikuntha, within the spiritual world. This is so amazing because they're liberated souls. They're pure souls, joyful souls. In the 9, Nityananda Prabhu speaking, Shaito Anandadham Prakritiropar Achinto Krishnet Shakti Paramodar. This is the abode of joy. Beyond material nature, the grand manifestation of Krishna's inconceivable energy. It is, indeed. Within the material existence, or within the material realm, Krishna brought the spiritual land over here. Inconceivable. By his inconceivable potency, he can do anything and everything. Agatan ghatan patiyashi shakti. His inconceivable energy can do material thing into spiritual, spiritual to material, anything. Impossible to possible, possible to impossible. This is Krishna, achintya. This point we should not forget at any time. Achintya. So, dhamma, Vrindavan dham or Navadip dham, both dham is known as Anandadham. Shaito Anandadham. Anando. Abode of joy. And Prakriti do Par, beyond material nature. Material nature cannot act on them. Just like the law abiding situation, sorry, citizens, on the law abiding citizens, the criminal laws cannot be applied. As soon as a citizen breaks the law, then criminal law will be applied to that person. Otherwise, there's no problem. Side by side, law-abiding citizen as well as the police department can live very happily if the person does not break the law. Similarly, a joyful or liberated soul or pure soul has nothing material nature. This material nature does not act. That doesn't mean the material nature cannot act on the body. Body will get old and diseased and die. The soul is released. So main point is soul is not attached to the material energy. The soul is not dwelling or living in the material energy. This is so amazing. The abode is also beyond material nature and pure soul also beyond material nature. Jivan Mukta. Shei Shukti Krame Dham Hita Avataro Jivir Nistar Juno Krishna Krishna Ichasharo. Krishna's greatest desire is for the soul's deliverance, and thus the Dhamma has descended here by Krishna's inconceivable energy. Jeev nistaribo ei ishwar ichha. Lord Krishna's desire is what? Lord Krishna's greatest desire is to deliver the soul. That's why he time to time appears. Yeah, of course, he accomplishes many things at one time, but this is also his one of the main agenda. Because we are his own parts and parcels. In other words, we are also his children. So he is so kind, compassionate. He wants to take us back. So when we join with his greatest desire, then everything becomes so smooth. If we fight with Krishna's desire, then we are not going to get any good advantage or good results. We will be losers. His actual desire is to take us back to the spiritual world. We have to be very convinced about it. And the plan he has given us, to go back to him, must execute very seriously and sincerely. In other words, we must live in full harmony with Krishna's desires. So by his inconceivable energy, the Dhamma has descended here as Navadvip Dham and Braja Dham. Matter is never present within the Dhamma, and conditioned souls do not receive entrance here. Very, very important point. Although we see that so many living entities are living within the Dhamma, that doesn't mean that they had they have received the entrance there. They have received the entrance here. No. How it is possible? This is inconceivable point. In the Dhamma, although anyone can live, that doesn't mean they have already entered into the spiritual world. Why? In the 12th, the material energy spreads a covering over the Dhamma and keeps it covered forever. Dhamer upore jaro maya pati jal achadiya rakhe ei dham chirokal. See, when you go to Vrindavan Dham or Mayapur Navadvip Dham, that doesn't mean that we have already entrance entered, sorry, we have gotten entrance, or we have already entered into the spiritual world. Why? Because special things are needed, special qualification. And Maya Devi already covered the dhamma with a veil. So the living beings who do not have personal sambandha with the Lord, they live above the covering. And who have the personal connection, sambandha with Lord in devotion, they only get the entrance into the spiritual dhamma, means spiritual realm. They enter into the spiritual realm. This is the point in 12. The material energy spreads a covering over the dhamma. Material energy, Maya Devi, separates the conditioned souls from the dhamma, although they are there. Like, you know, if I cover my tongue with a plastic sheet and put one gulab jamun on the top of my tongue, I would not get in touch with the rasa, right? The sweet rasa of the gulab jamun, because there's a separation, there's a covering over the tongue. Now, if the covering is removed, then I can taste the sweetness of the gulab jamun. So similarly, the whole dhamma is covered by a veil of Maya. The conditioned souls, still conditioned, they are not liberated, they are not joyful souls, they are not pure souls. They cannot get in touch with the spiritual rasa of the dhamma. That is the point. So 13, why it is that? Shri Krishna Chaitanya jar nahiko sambandho jaler upore bash kare sei andho. Souls who have no relationship, no connection with Shri Krishna Chaitanya, blindly reside on the surface of this covering. So sambandha gyan is very, very important. And sambandha, not only gyan, sambandha bigyan. That means realization of our sambandha is also important. This is just mere theoretical, theoretical jnanam is not enough. Practical jnanam is enough, is required. Souls who have no relationship with Shri Krishna Chaitanya blindly reside on the surface of the covering. Although apparently we can see so many living entities are living in the dhamma, but they are not living in the dhamma. They are above the dhamma, above the covering, because they do not have a vijnana of relationship with Shri Krishna. 14. They think, I am in Navadvip Dham, but Paura Maya bewilders them and keeps them far away. Who is Paura Maya? Maya Devi or Parvati, Mother Parvati. As we know, in Navadvip Dham, Vridha Shiva and Paura Maya live. Vridha Shiva means Lord Shiva and Mother Parvati, or Paura Maya, or Maya Devi. So, although one may think, I am in Navadvip Dham, but Maya Devi bewilders them and keeps them far away. Within, just like we, the conditioned soul is far away, although they are very close with Paramatma within the heart, isn't it? The closeness with Paramatma is not there, right? Within the conditioned soul, right? A liberated soul is always in closeness with the Paramatma within the heart, outside of the heart. But a conditioned soul cannot have that nearness, closeness, intimacy with Paramatma. Although Paramatma is also living within the heart of every living being. Now, what's the solution? 15. Jodi kono bhagyodaye sadhu sangho pae, tabe shi Krishna Chaitanya sambandho ashe tai. If by some fortune souls attain the association of the sadhus, then the relationship with Sri Krishna Chaitanya develops. Of course, with the pure association of the pure sadhus, we hear from them about the truth. Then we realize, understand our relationship with Sri Krishna Chaitanya. Now, what is that? So, Nityananda Prabhu is elaborating that. Shambhanda Niguru Tattu Ballavalan Nandana Sahajena Buje Jeev Sahajena Buje Baddha Jeev Shaidhana O Jeeva. Such relationships are a highly confidential subject. A fortune that conditioned souls do not easily understand. So it is a good fortune, it's the best fortune one can have when he realizes the relationship with the Supreme Lord. Very rarely we work on that. Actually, that is our real work. Work on our personal relationship, our eternal relationship with Krishna. So Nityananda Prabhu is speaking, O Jiva, such relationships are a highly confidential subject, a fortune. This is our real fortune that conditioned soul do not easily understand. 17. Mukhe bale Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu mor ridaye sambandhin sada maya bhor. Someone may say, Shri Krishna Chaitanya is my Lord, but have no relationship with him at heart and be constantly engrossed in maya. So see that by saying superficially that I am servant of Krishna or Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is not enough. Do I have that relationship in my heart? That's the point. Means, do I accept that relationship wholeheartedly and change my consciousness accordingly? Just like we are aware of our relationships over here, very naturally, do we have that kind of feelings, natural feelings with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, that I am his eternal servant and he is my Lord and Master, Mahaprabhu? This is the point Sri Nityananda Prabhu speaking now. Means this relationship must be established in the heart. Shei sab loko boishe maya jalo pori kobhu shuddho bhakti nahi pai hori hori. Such persons reside on the surface of maya's covering and never attain pure devotion. O Lord, O Lord. Nityananda Prabhu said. So this is the point ultimately we have to develop in our heart. Means we have to develop that relationship with Krishna, with Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Build the relationship. Building the relationship. It's not just superficially understanding is enough. No. Means the emotion must be awakened, arisen as a servant of Krishna, as a servant of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Mahaprabhu is my Lord and Master. We must keep ourselves the subordination to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's will. Subordination to the Lord. He is the perfection of life. He is Sarva Karana Karanam. He is supreme independent person. Supremely independent personality. He is the only independent personality. We are dependent, subordinate. Yes, servants. That relationship must be awakened in the heart. How to awaken? Sri Chaitanya Nityananda Prabhu speaking. First he is speaking, why he is not having relationship? 19. They are religious pretenders. They are always deceitful and devoid of humility. Because of their pride, they consider themselves wise. Yes. Not seeing us as a subordinate to the will of the Lord, to the Lord. Lord is only independent. I'm not independent. I'm always dependent. And we are always trying to become independent. independent of Krishna, Krishna's will. So we are religious pretenders. Means if we do not realize the real point, Krishna is the sarva karana karanam. Nothing can move without the will of the Lord. We may do everything as a subordinate doers. We cannot become ultimate doers. That is the point in Gita too. Ahamkaro bimuratma. Karta aham iti manyate. Bewildered soul thinks I am independent of Krishna. I can achieve anything independently. See, I am so great that I can earn money, do things, big house, big car. It's all because of my ability I am achieving. No, sir. We are subordinate. If Krishna allows us, then it will happen. We are not ultimate doers. We are subordinate doers. Krishna is the ultimate doer. Ahankaro vimuratma karta aham. I am the doer. Iti manyate. So, as soon as we see that we are not independent of Krishna, then we immediately become very subordinate, humble before Krishna. That is required. So, they are always deceitful. Means they are cheating themselves. Not understanding the absolute truth, we are cheating ourselves. Devoid of humility. When humility comes to us, when we become dependent on others' mercy, isn't it? And we see very existence is not independent. Even existence is dependent on Krishna. Krishna's mercy. Then you automatically become humble. Because of their pride, they consider themselves wise. Pride is means thinking I am the body. Body means I am the doer. It is known as ahankara, which is not real. Accepting body, accepting the bodily identities, I'm Indian, I'm American, I'm this and that. These are all known as ahankara, false ego. Not humble, not meek. So that is the point. So now the process is, how to develop relationship with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? Nityananda Prabhu is giving the process. How to develop relationship with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? What is the relationship with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? Is very, very important to realize. Pure Dasya Bhakti, what is that? 20. By the grace of sadhus. However, they abandon their pride and willingly consider themselves lower than the grass. That is the verse, third verse of Shikshashtakam, right? Trina dapi sunichena, tararapi sahishnuna, amanina manadena, kirtaniyo sadahari. That's the point is coming. By the grace of the sadhus, we understand, then we abandon the false pride. False pride means I am independent of Krishna. This is known as false pride, not realizing the truth. So, they willingly consider themselves lower than the grass. This is natural feelings of the soul. And very comfortable, very secure, very wonderful feeling. That I am not just, better than everyone. No, others are better than me. It's a fact. We really see the good qualities in others. We understand that everyone is so good devotees, better devotees than me. Trinadapi sunichena. 21. Their tolerance becomes greater than that of a tree, and they become prideless and expert in honoring others. So these four things come naturally when we submit ourselves at the lotus feet of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. and try to practice these four things. So that is the point in 22. Ei chari gune guni krishna guno gai chaitanya sambandhatar boseno hiyai. Enriched with these four qualities, they chant the glories of Krishna and their relationship with Sri Chaitanya develops within the heart. That is the point in Sikshashtakam. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu speaking that Trinadapi Sunichena Tarorapi Sahishnuna Amanina Manadena Kirtaniyo Sadahari. That is the point. This is our relationship with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Mahaprabhu. Trinadapi Sunichena Tarorapi Sahishnuna Amanina Manadena. These four qualities must be there in order to chant Hare Krishna Mahamantra without any offenses. Kirtaniya Sadahari. At any time, at any place, in any circumstance, we can practice this. We can have the access of our relationship with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. We must have the access of our relationship with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Practice, practice, practice this one. So enriched with these four qualities, they chant the glories of Krishna, and their relationship with Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu develops within the heart. So Sikshashtakam saying everything. That vai inandatanuja kinkanam patitam ambisham bhavambudho kripaya tava pada pankaja sthita dhuli sadrishyam vichintaya. First, oh Sri Chaitanya, oh Krishna, I am your eternal servant. Some other have fallen into the ocean of birth and death. Please pick me up and place me at your lotus feet and consider me a speck of dust at your lotus feet. Means, give me your dasya bhakti. That is the point. Give me your dasya bhakti. So dasya bhakti with enriched with four qualities are very important. So this Sikshashtakam helping us the eight verses. So now, Srila Jiva Goswami, understanding more about the relationship, mainly four relationship with Sri Krishna from Sri Nityananda Prabhu. So, then Prabhu said, how to have a relationship with Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? What is that? Trinadapi Sunichena Tarorapi Sahishnuna Amanina Manadena Kirtaniya Sadahari. This point must be applied with Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Now he is speaking in 23. Sri Krishna Sambandho Shanto Dasya Sakho Aro Vatsalya Madhur Iti Pancho Parokaro. There are five relationships with Sri Krishna. Those of adoration, servitorship, friendship, affectionate guardianship, and paramour love. Now in Navadvip, we have to perform Dasya Bhakti to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, having relationship with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Tatinadapi Sunichena Taroropi Sahishnuna Amanina Manadena Kirtaniya Sadahari. This point we have to realize with Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. When we have Dasya Bhakti with Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, then only we can understand five rasas of Vrindavan. And we become eligible to get those rasas too. This is the relationship between Navadvip and Brajadham. In Adi Leela, chapter 7, we have understood. Chapter 3 also we have understood a lot, nicely, how to get entranced in Sri Vrindavan Dham. Mean in the pastimes of Sri Vrindavan Dham, Krishna Leela. Because Krishna, after leaving this Braja Bhumi, when he went to Golok Dham, he was thinking that I have performed extraordinary pastimes in Vrindavan to attract everyone, but I did not get give the process to enter into Braja Leela. So he came again as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to explain the process how to get entrance into Braja Leela. That is the real goal. So Vrindavan Dham is the home and Navadvip Dham is the bhajan kutir or place of our worship. With Dasya Bhakti to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the process of our worship. And Kirtaniya Sadahari, Hare Krishna Mahamantra, is the process, main principal process of worshipping Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is Krishna, through Sankirtan, Nama Sankirtan. Then through Nama Sankirtan, we get entrance in Vrindavan Leela. And how many relationships are mainly there in Vrindavan or Brajabhumi? 5 relationships with Sri Krishna. Those of adoration means Shantarasa, neutrality, servitorship, Dasya Rasa, friendship, Sakya Rasa, affectionate guardianship, Vatsalya Rasa, and paramour love. Madhurya Rasa in paramour love. Parokya Madhurya Rasa, not Svakya. Parokya means unwedded relationship between man and woman. So now very important point, Nityananda Prabhu speaking. 24. Shanto dasho bhave kori gaurango bhajano labhe vatsalya adi raso krishne sadhujano. Sadhus serve gauranga in the relationships of adoration and servitorship, and thereby attain relationships of affectionate guardianship and paramour love with Krishna. See that? Relationship between Chaitanya worship and Radha Krishna worship, or relationship or connection between Navadvip Dham and Braja Dham. Here in Navadvip Dham, the sadhus or the pure souls or the joyful souls, or the liberated souls, they worship Gauranga Mahaprabhu. In what relationship? In Shanta and Dasya. Remember, other forms of Krishna, we always worship in Dasya Bhakti. With Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Dasya Bhakti. With Nisanga Bhagavan, Dasya Bhakti. With Lord Ramachandra, Dasya Bhakti. Varaha Avatar, Dasya Bhakti. Narayan, Dasya Bhakti. Vishnu, Dasya Bhakti. Mahavishnu, Dasya Bhakti. All other Vishnu forms must be worshipped in Dasya Rasa. And only with Krishna, we have 5 rasas. Mainly, 3. Sakya, Vatsalya and Madhur. Now the arrangement is this. Shantarasa, Dasya Rasa must be practiced with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and other 3 rasas who you are going to get in Vrindavan. Means we get full credit. We get the full eligibility. We get the full qualification to enter into 3 rasas in Vrindavan, namely friendship and Vatsala Rasa, friendship, paternal relationship, and paramour love relationship. means Sakya, Vatsalya and Madhur, three rasas are available in Vrindavan, means we become qualified for that. We get the full credit. See that direct relationship is there. Because he is Krishna himself. He has appeared to give us the rasas. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has appeared to give us the rasas. And through him we can get it. Namo Mahabhadan Nyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namne Gaurat Vishe Nama. So Shanta Dasya Rasa for Gauranga relationship. And we get the three other relationships in Vrindavan. Means we get the entrance, we get the eligibility to enter into the rasas. So the point is very important. Sadhus serve Gauranga in the relationships of adoration and servitorship, and thereby attain relationships of affectionate guardianship and paramour love with Krishna. 25. The soul's perfected mood that arises from their particular relationship with the Lord predominates in their service. So by worshipping Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu with Shantarasa and Dasarasa, our particular relationship is arose, means awakened. It is given by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. We cannot make up ourselves. So that when the soul's perfected mood, as we become more and more mature and perfect in our worship, then these things are available to us. Okay? 26. Guru Krishna Bhedojar Shai Jeev Char Shri Krishna Sambandha Kabhu Nahay Tahar. Souls who differentiate between Gaura and Krishna are wicked. And they never develop a relationship with Krishna. So, independent of Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu, we cannot get relationship with Krishna in this Kali Yuga. And through Gauranga Mahaprabhu, our relationship with Krishna can be easily available, can be achieved by His mercy. By Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy. We must take full advantage of the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. We should not deny the mercy. We should not reject the mercy. So that's why our acharyas gave us the worship of Radha Krishna along with Gornitai or along with Panchatattva actually. When we worship Gornitai means here Panchatattva also present. This section is known as Guru Gauranga worship. We keep our picture of Gurudev and Srila Prabhupada at the lotus feet of Panchatattva. So this is the worship of Guru Gauranga. Dasya Bhakti, Gauranga Bhakti, along with Radha Krishna worship. As we are making progress in our devotion, then we understand there's no difference between Gaura and Krishna. If we make that, then we are wicked. Wicked means we are ill-minded, not intelligent. And they never develop the relationship with Krishna. So through the mercy or through the favor of Gauranga Mahaprabhu, we can develop the personal relationship with Krishna. We are all very special souls. We have a very unique, very sweet, very personal relationship with Krishna. So we must get the access of that relationship. How it is possible? Through the favor of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. 27. Souls who develop through the association of the sadhus the qualities of humility, tolerance, pridelessness, and respectfulness serve Gauranga in a relationship ship with servitor ship. This is so important point again. Nityananda Prabhu is repeating. Sadhu sange doino adi guno jar hoy sei jib dasyo rase gauranga bhajaya. Means four things are very critical for us in the worship of Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu. What are those? Humility, tolerance, pridelessness, and respectfulness. Again, trinadupi sunichano, tarorepi sahishnuna, amanina manadeno, kirtaniyo, tadahari. Nityananda Prabhu is pointing out, souls who develop through the association of the sadhus, that means those sadhus who are practicing themselves also, not superficial anything, it's a real, real, real thing. So the association of the sadhus, elevated sadhus are very, very important because they are the living example of these four qualities. Qualities of humility, tolerance, pridelessness, and respectfulness. Serve Gauranga in a relationship of servitorship, dasya bhakti. Then what happens? 28. Dasya raso parakashtha Gauranga bhajane Mahaprabhu Sri Gauranga bale sadhujane. The relationship of servitorship is full-fledged in the service of Gauranga. The sadhus call Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu, is the Lord of all Lords. So dasya ras or dasya bhakti must be matured, must be full-fledged, full-fledged, advanced dasya bhakti. So the souls, the pure souls, the joyful souls, the liberated souls, when they achieve full-fledged dasya bhakti in the service of Lord Gauranga, they say Lord Gauranga as Mahaprabhu. Mahaprabhu. We also say all the time, Srila Prabhupada taught us, right? Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So they call Mahaprabhu, Lord of all Lords. So, dasya bhakti, he is supreme. Dasya bhakti. Dasya bhakti must be endowed with four qualities. Qualities of humility and pridelessness, tolerance and respectfulness. Those are important elements in dasya bhakti. Now, 29. Madhur premite jar hoy adhikar Radha Krishna rupe gaurav bhajan tahar. Souls who are qualified for a relationship of paramour love serve Gaura as Radha and Krishna. Hari bol, some sound. So in the process of bhakti to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, in the process of dasya bhakti to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, our own relationship is awakened. If the soul is qualified for a relationship with paramour love, relationship of paramour love or madhur prem or parokya madhur ras, they see Gauranga Mahaprabhu as Radha Krishna combined form. Gradually, Swarup of Gauranga is manifest in the hearts of the fortunate souls who are qualified for a relationship of paramour love. See, by performing dasya bhakti to Gauranga, we can achieve up to the madhur rasa. Gauranga Mahaprabhu blesses us with that. Gauranga Mahaprabhu awakens that rasa within the heart. And we can perceive Gauranga as Radha Krishna combined form. And as we know in Madhya Leela, Ramananda Rai also had the vision, right? Seeing Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as Radha Krishna forms together. Absolute truth is eternally one as well as two. Absolute truth Radha Krishna appears as Radha Krishna, as well as combined form of Radha Krishna is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So this is the point. And in 30, Nityananda Prabhu says, Radha and Krishna are united as our Sri Gauranga Rai. The pastimes of the divine couple, however, do not manifest in him. This is the difference. Rasa is different. Means the same rasa is manifested differently in Navadvip. See, in Vrindavan, Radha Krishna Prema Leela, which is called as Madhurya Leela, has been expressed or manifested fully, in full-fledged. But in Navadvip, that kind of relationship, that kind of Leela, is manifested differently, expressed differently, through Sankirtan Leela. In Navadvip, Sri Krishna did not perform the Madhurya Leela just like he did in Vrindavan or Brajadham, being Radha Krishna separately, and he performed Madhurya Leela in Vrindavan. That Leela in Navadvip Dham is expressed differently, not like the same way. Through Sankirtan Leela, it appears. So they do not manifest in him. That is the point Nityananda Prabhu speaking. How it manifests? Okay, I'll take a few more minutes because this chapter is very beautiful. You know, we would not be able to finish, but some point I want to, you know, read here. 31. Dasya Puripakke Jave Jive Ridae Shri Madhur Raso Ude Murti Mano Hoye. Dasya Puripakke Jave Jive Ridae Shri Madhur Raso Ude Murti Mano Hoye. When the relationship of servitorship matures in the heart of the soul, then the relationship of paramour love emerges. See the connection between Navadvip and Vrindavan, and the connection between Gaura Bhajan and Radha Krishna Bhajan. See, when we perform worship to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu with Shantarati and Dasyarati, then gradually we progress. When we make more and more progress, when we become more and more advanced in Dasya Bhakti to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, then it becomes mature Dasya Bhakti. So what happens with the mature Dasya Bhakti to Gauranga Mahaprabhu? That is translated. That becomes more fully credited to what? The relationship of paramour love with Krishna in Vrindavan. This is the real confidential point Sri Nityananda Prabhu related to with Sri Jiva Goswami. We must remember the questions. Now, to answer those questions, these explanations are required. Later, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Nityananda Prabhu will summarize everything. Although we have gotten one relationship, one answer to that, to those questions, right? Why not everyone get Krishna Prema in Dhamma? That was one question asked by Jiva Goswami. Nityananda Prabhu said, because they do not have relationship with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And now question, how to get the relationship with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? Through Dasya Bhakti. And how to do the Dasya Bhakti? Trinadapi sunichena tararopi sahishnuna amanina manadena kirtaniya sadahati. We must practice four things and chant Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. Then the relationship with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Dasya Bhakti is established in the heart. So when that relationship of servitorship matures in the heart of the soul, then the relationship of paramour love emerges. Paramour love means Krishna is my paramour. Gopis would call Krishna, O Krishna, O my dear, O my love, O my life and soul, O my husband. This way they would address Krishna. For gopis, Krishna was, or Krishna is, paramour, not wedded husband. Or beloved. That relationship, Madhure Rasa, in Parokya Rasa, is emerged. That awakens in the heart. This is the highest gift one can have from Supreme God, a Supreme Lord. Supreme Lord gave us the highest gift in His position, this allowing a soul to have the relationship with Krishna in paramour love. The highest rasa can be achieved by a fortunate soul by having the relationship with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in pure Dasya Bhakti. When the Dasya Bhakti becomes paripakya, or the mature, when it becomes fully matured, then automatically the fortunate soul have the relationship with Krishna in Brajabhumi in Parakya Rasa, Parakya Madhurya Rasa. Okay. So I wanted to, you know, read up to 31. So we have covered up to 31, and this chapter is really long way to go. We could not finish the whole chapter in one day. So this is the point that we have learned today. Very, very wonderful, eye-opening point today. All right. So thank you, everyone. Thank you so much. Thank you for hearing this class. Hare Krishna. Hari Bol. Is there any question or comment here? Hari Bol.
Hare Krishna Mataji.
Oh, okay. So I was thinking. Long poor horse. I thought it was disconnected. All right.
Hare Krishna Mataji, thank you so much for the very beautiful class about the rasas. Thank you so much, Mataji. Thank you so much for your valuable association. I think someone
thank
else.
You. Thank you, Priti Vilasini.
Hare Krishna Mataji, Agosha, Prabhupada, and Guru Maharaj. Thank you for a very, very wonderful class. I only was able to listen to the last 20 minutes. I came
thank
out late.
Thank you, Lakshmi.
Yes, Paneshi Lakshmi, yes, Mataji.
Paneshi Lakshmi.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
So I have a question about, so as you're saying that as we perform Dasya Bhakti through Harinam Sankirtana to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, then that through Dasya Bhakti, that becomes matures. You said it matures and it becomes into this Madhurya Bhakti with Krishna and Radha. Now, if our, and we consider that in a sense the highest, but if our Siddha Swarupa is not Madhurya, what if it's, you know, Sakya or Vatsalya or something like that? Does it, then what happens? I mean, or does it matter, or is there a difference? I'm just curious of how.
Yes, that point we already discussed. See that successively it comes. See that I'm going back to that verse. You know, that when, out of five rasas, right? In 23, Nityananda Prabhu speaking, there are five relationships with Sri Krishna, right? Are you looking at the 23?
No, I'm not, but I do remember you reading that before, but please go ahead.
Okay. 23, Nityananda Prabhu speaking, there are five relationships with Sri Krishna. Those are adoration, Shantarasa, servitorship, Dasya Rasa, friendship, Sakya Rasa, affectionate guardianship, Vatsala Rasa, and paramour love, Madhurya Rasa. Okay? Mm-hmm. Now in 24, Nityananda Prabhu speaking, sadhus serve Gauranga in the relationships of adoration and servitorship, and thereby attain relationships of affectionate guardianship and paramour love with Krishna. See that? When one worships Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu with Shantarasa and Dasyarasa, so two rasas are already... Yes, some sound is coming. Okay. Two rasas. Are you hearing me? Because I'm hearing a lot. Yeah.
Yes, okay. Mataji, I'm hearing you. And I'm going to put myself on mute because I'm outside, so you may be hearing outside noise. But I'm listening, yes. And I'll unmute myself when I want to ask a question again.
All right. So when we worship Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu with Shantarasa and Dasyarasa, then we attain other three rasas in Vrindavan. Sakya, what are those? Sakya, Vatsala, Madhura. Other three rasas are available in Vrindavan for those, means for all, right? For all of us. When we worship Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu with our Shantarasa and Dasya Bhakti, Shanta Bhakti, Dasya Bhakti, then other three rasas of Vrindavan are available to us. Means it is that these three rasas are available to everyone. Of course, not everyone is qualified for Madhurya Rasa. That's the point now. Definitely, okay. We are going to get the Sakya Rasa of Vatsala Rasa. Then, Nityananda Prabhu speaking, that's the 25, the soul's perfected mood that arises from the particular relationship with the Lord predominates in their service. Means it becomes awakened, right? Now he is speaking more, that is, 28. Means the relationship of servitorship is full-fledged in the service of Gauranga. The sadhu is called Gauranga Mahaprabhu. Now, fully developed, fully mature, and full-fledged Dasya Bhakti. Because if we directly do that, Dasya Bhakti to Radha Krishna, full-fledged, fully developed, mature, then we will go to Vaikuntha. That is not our goal. Vaikuntha is not at all our goal. Our goal is in, Golok Dham. But the same thing we apply to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. When it is full-fledged, fully developed, fully mature, then we call Mahaprabhu, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And 29, very beautiful point. Souls who are qualified for a relationship of paramour love serve Gaura as Radha Krishna. This point is a point of demarcation or understanding. That now, if the soul is qualified, means the eternal relationship, or who knows, Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gives us the qualification, because spiritual subject matter, transcendental subject matter is so inconceivable for us, we do not know, because the inconceivable, by his inconceivable energy, he can make possible to impossible, impossible to possible. We cannot say anything that it is impossible. Right? We also cannot say anything is possible. It is so inconceivable for us when it comes to the transcendental subject matter. So here Nityananda Prabhu says, souls who are qualified for a relationship of paramount love serve Gaura as Radha Krishna. They see Gauranga Mahaprabhu as Radha Krishna. And Ramananda Rai got that vision, right? That is all about 8th chapter in Madhya Lila, right? Ultimately, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu revealed himself, his own Swarupa. Rasaraj Mahabhab Duyak Rup, right? Rasaraj Mahabhab Duyak Rup. Rasaraj Sri Krishna, king of all rasa and mahabhava. The ecstatic mood, ecstatic love of Krishna, mahabhava of Radharani. Radharani is Mahabhava Swarupini. Shri Krishna is Rasaraja. Both Krishna and Radha have been combined in one form. That is Gauranga. Means in Gauranga, everything is already existing. Means Rasaraj and Mahabhav. Everything is existing within Krishna, within Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, not separately. Combined form, combined way. So they see again Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in two forms, Radha Krishna. So this is the point. When Gauranga Mahaprabhu becomes Radha Krishna for them, who are qualified for paramount love with Radha Krishna in Vrindavan. See that? Now 30. Radha and Krishna are united as our Gauranga Rai. The pastimes of divine couple, however, do not manifest in him. In Navadvip Leela or in Jagannath Puri Leela, we do not see that same Radha Krishna Leela in those places with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. That's why we discussed it there. All the rasas are available in Navadvip, all the pastimes are also in Navadvip, are going on, but differently expressed. The same Radha Krishna Leela is going on in Navadvip as Sankirtan Leela. And Sankirtan Leela is so udara, liberal, that anyone and everyone can join in Sankirtan Leela. But in Vrindavan Leela, it is not that. Anyone and everyone can join, regardless of their credibility, regardless of their qualification. No, sir. In Vrindavan Leela, whether it is Sakya, Vatsalya, or Madhur, not everyone and anyone can, you know, enter, because yogyata is to be considered. The qualification is the criteria there. But same thing in Navadvip is so liberal with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Anyone and everyone, regardless of their qualification, merits and demerits, they are allowed to enter into Chaitanya Sankirtan Leela, differently expressed. So that is the point he said. As then 31, when the relationship of servitorship matures in the heart of the soul, then the relationship of paramount love emerges. So it is by the mercy and will and arrangement of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, a fortunate soul can enter into Parakya Ras in Vrindavan. This is the highest gift one can achieve from God. So all things are available for us. Means a fortunate soul can achieve the highest rasa in Vrindavan too. Through the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Actually, I don't have the time. Otherwise, I was thinking to read some verses from Adi Lala 7th chapter. So wonderfully, we studied those things in 3rd chapter we studied, in 17 chapters also, in the chapter number 17, Adi Leela also we heard many wonderful, wonderful points.
Thank you, Savitri Mataji. So I'm, the main point I'm getting away from this is that in this Kali Yuga particularly, through chanting of the Hare Krishna mantra and worshipping Gauranga Mahaprabhu, we can actually become whatever our Siddha Swarup is, whether it be the three primary, the three primary, you know, Matsarya Madhurya or Sakya Rasa Sakya in Vrindavan. Whatever it is, we will attain it. So we don't have to worry about what our Swarupa is. We just follow.
Yes, your voice is cutting. I don't hear you anymore. Yes, we don't have to think separately or try separately. We don't have to go here and there. Nothing. Through Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's favor, we'll have this. Means those things will be awakened in us by the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Yes, you are right. Okay? I don't hear you a bit. I don't know whether
yes,
others...
Can you hear me, Mataji? Mataji, can
yes,
you hear me?
Now I'm hearing
you. Yeah, I just want to say, yeah, thank you very much. I heard everything you said, so thank you very much. You answered my question. Hare Krishna.
Thank you. Hare Krishna. It makes me so much grateful to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, simply grateful. We cannot level any price for this gift, that we have this opportunity to enter into Vrindavan Leela by His mercy. And Dasya Bhakti is our natural bhakti for God, isn't it? Dasya Bhakti is not at all hard for us, right? We know that we are so small and Krishna is great, right? God is great, I'm small. Dasya Bhakti, subordinate to God. But four transcendental qualities must be there, being to become a dasya, das, or dasya, perform dasya bhakti. Trinadapi sunichena, tararapi sahishnuna, amanina manodena, kirtaniya sadahari. All right. Thank you. Anything else?
Hare Krishna, Mataji. Thank you. Very, very
Hare Krishna, Mataji. Dandavat Pranam. Thank you, Mataji.
Very, very wonderful. Nice lecture in class and very nicely explained. Thank you.
Yeah, very important point we heard today, right?
Yes.
Yeah, otherwise we would think, is there any necessity to worship Gonita also, along with Radha Krishna?
Yeah.
Well, we can worship Radha Krishna directly and enter into the Brajalila, isn't it? No, sir. No. In this short life, it is not possible in Kali Yuga.
Because of Gauranga's mercy, we are getting, we can get the worship of
Yes. Krishna. And sure, we are going to get it. Sure.
Yes.
Yes, provided we perform Dasya Bhakti purely at the lotus feet of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. We cannot jump directly to Radha Krishna, worship Radha Krishna. That's it. Go to Vrindavan. No, sir. We have to have qualifications.
Yes.
This is the point. And Vrindavan Dham is Rasadham, means with the relationship with worship. There, the way we worship here is not the same kind of worship in Golok Dham. So the friends, they're playing with Krishna, that is their worship. Mother chastising Krishna, that is her worship. And gopis dance with Krishna, that is their worship. It's so inconceivable, mysterious. They worship Narayan there. But Krishna, no. There's no worship of Krishna there. Their particular relationship is the worship. So that's why Rasa Tattva is so important. And we know in Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhya Leela, Chapter 8, is all about that. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asked those questions to Ramananda Rai. With Krishna Tattva, Radha Tattva, Rasa Tattva, Prema Tattva. Tell me. And he told. And at the end he saw, Hari, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is none other than Radha Krishna, combined form. Oh. I saw now a sannyasi. Right now I see Krishna Radha.
Krishna.
Radha Krishna Gauranga. Or Gauranga Radha Krishna. Radha Krishna Gauranga. Gauranga Radha Krishna. And he fainted. He could not contain that intense emotion. Bhava.
And Kairat Goswami also mentions, but I forget which place, that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is a Sarva Rasa Asadaka and Sarva Rasa Sadan.
Yes, Rasaraj Mahabhav Duyak Rup, of course. Akela Rasamrita Murti, Krishna.
Yes.
And Radharani, Prema Tattva, both together is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Mainly he tasted Madhura Rasa himself. Well, those points we will discuss later, a little bit, from Chaitanya Charitamrita.
Yes.
You know, beautiful, beautiful points. Who are, you know, performing Krishna bhajan in Madhura Rasa, they see Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as Gaura, Gauranga Mahaprabhu as Radha Krishna. Wonderful. Very high level tattva.
Krishna in
Gauranga Mahaprabhu. Yeah. Three tattvas must be understood by us, you know. Gaura tattva, Radha Krishna tattva, and Jagannath tattva. To understand full Krishna consciousness. What is Krishna consciousness? Right.
Sometimes people ask me, how did I get this? I haven't done anything. So, I'm...
Yeah, God bless mercy.
God bless mercy, Prabhupada's mercy.
Yes. Through Prabhupada's mercy, He has given everything to us in Chaitanya Charitamrita and in Srimad Bhagavatam. Complete tattvas are there. Complete. Everything in the proper way.
The instruction. It's very nice. One.
Yeah, we should remember that Nityananda Prabhu started his point from that point, that who are blissful souls, who are Shuddha Atma, Shuddha Jiva, means liberated souls, the pure souls, they will appreciate this whole thing. Means we have to come to the liberated stage first. Okay. Yeah, yes, Hare Dasti, Karmana Manasa Agira, Nikhilashva Api Avasthasu, Jivan Mukta Sauchyate. Jivan Mukta stage is the platform to understand all those things. Yes, intellectually we may grasp many things, means to realize in the heart, we have to come to that liberated stage.
That is a different thing.
Yeah.
That is the goal.
Yes.
To realize.
Yeah, we have to be like that. Why we should live in bondage? We should live mukta as a liberated soul, you know, mukta jiva. It is possible. Unless our consciousness is not changed as soul consciousness, you know, come to the level of soul consciousness, it is no, there's no question of becoming jivan mukta.
Yeah.
Jivan mukta stage is the platform where, from which stage we can understand, you know, this chapter. Shuddha jiva. Ananda jiva means who are blissful souls, liberated souls, and pure souls, they can only realize these points. All right, Mataji. Thank you so much. Thank you. So,
Hare Krishna. Mataji.
Hari Bol, Gaurangi.
Yeah, I just want to confirm my understanding of a couple of points. One is that Dasya Bhav to Lord Chaitanya simply means following in his footsteps, right?
Uh-huh.
Following his example.
Mm-hmm.
And then the second point is that when we say that Navadvip Dham is the same as Vrindavan Dham, what we mean by that is that the same leelas happen in both places, but those leelas just manifest differently. Like the example you gave is the Rasa dance and, you know, the Sankirtan movement. So this is the way in which we mean that the two places are the same?
Well, here's not the opportunity to discuss everything, but the point is Dasa Bhakti, Shanta and Dasa, Bhakti to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu means to follow his instructions. Kinadapi sunichena, tararopi sahishnuna, amanina manadena, Kirtaniya Sadahari. We have to come to this consciousness. In that state of consciousness, we can chant Hare Krishna Mahamantra all the time, thinking oneself lower than the grass in the street, and more tolerant than the tree, and always eager to give respects to others, and never expect or desire to have honor from others, and chant Hare Krishna Mahamantra. This is Dasya Bhakti. This is our relationship with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Means, by doing so, we can please Chaitanya Mahaprabhu very easily. And then he blesses us with three rasas in Vrindavan. That out of five. Okay? This is the connection. So, all we have to do this much, becoming Trinadapi Sunichana. And to become Trinadapi Sunichana means we have to come to our Swarupa level, Atma level. Becoming free from false ego is not so easy. But it is also easy if we understand very minutely, very scrutinizingly about the absolute truth, isn't it? That's why we have all the classes of Srimad Bhagavatam Gita, right? Understanding the truth, our reality, Krishna's reality, is the supreme independent person. No one is independent except Krishna. And his energies are always dependent on him. I belong to his energy, right? And he is cognizant of everything. And he is sarva karana karanam. Nothing can happen without the consent of Krishna. Well, by realizing these three points, we become immediately humble, meek. And we are able to see everyone as a soul. And when you compare myself with the grass, I really think grasses are more valuable than me. They are always doing good, benefit, you know, to others. What am I doing? Means supporting others, putting others ahead of you, realizing their spiritual qualities. If I think I am the best devotee in the town, no sir, I'm not. Everyone is so better than me, doing so better services, doing so much nice things to others. Indeed, I see. People are doing book distribution, doing so many things. Appreciate. I must appreciate others. And it becomes natural. I'm becoming more tolerant than trees. Means, if I'm focused, if we are focused on the goal, how to develop a relationship with Krishna, then anything comes in our way, we tolerate. Because we don't give much attention to anything, but full attention to the goal. Krishna is my goal. Mind is totally absorbed in meditation of Krishna, Krishna's form, Krishna's pastimes. So other things become, you know, very small, you know, and material desires become so useless. Useless garbage. When you become, one becomes free from material desire, or enough, free from material desire, enough, free from material desire, enough, then he really naturally honors others as so. No matter someone is Vaishnava or Vaishnava, for him everyone is Vaishnava, even dogs, even the cats, because they can see the soul. Soul is a Vaishnava. Amani, and I am also soul, devoid of good qualities. Natural feeling, natural humility is there, natural. The more that natural quality is awakened, the more the rasa is developed within the heart. In other words, the more you are humble, the more you are great. Means you are greatly eligible for having the rasa. Kirtaniya Sadahari. And holy name chanting is the life and soul. It becomes life and soul for the serious devotee, sincere devotee. Mind is so much engrossed in chanting, means beyond the 16 rounds, not with the rounds they chant, but go on chanting in the mind, or, you know, or just, you know, uttering the names while they're doing their household chores. Chanting becomes so much habituated for them, you know. They become so much habituated to chanting. It becomes like automatic part of their life, chanting. So gradually that dasya ras becomes mature, comes to the level of having the relationship with Radha Krishna in Madhurya Ras. And Navadvip and Mayapur, Navadvip, Mayapur is always in my mind now. Anyway, Navadvip and Brajadham are none different. Rasas are also there, Leelas are also there, but differently expressed, differently manifest. Same thing would not be manifest here. Means we cannot accept Gauranga Mahaprabhu as paramour, in other words. Only we can worship Gauranga Mahaprabhu with Shanta and Dasya. So we cannot accept, never we cannot accept Gauranga as our paramour. You know, in Navadvip or in whole Bengal, there are many upper sampradayas are there. Like Gauranga Nagari, Bhajan, Katta Bhaja, many things. So Gauranga Nagari, one upper sampradaya, they accept Gauranga as Krishna. So they think Gauranga can be our paramour. No. Just like I cannot say, nothing Bhagwan is my paramour. No, we cannot say. Narayan is my paramour. No. Vishnu? No. Lord Ramachandra? No. So, same rasa, although in Navadvip Dham is there, but differently expressed.
But the rasa of Shanta with Lord Chaitanya, how is that, Shanta?
Shanta. So he is great. God is great. Means awe and reverence. God is great and I am small. Mahaprabhu. And I am so tiny and dependent. I am never independent of Lord Gauranga. And he is also within my heart. Means establishing Chaitanya Mahaprabhu within the heart as Mahaprabhu. And I am his eternal servant within the heart. Relationship is established within the heart. Okay?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
All right. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. All right. So I think we can end our class right now.
Thank you so much, Mataji. Thank you all so much for the very, very nice discussion. We can end up on Vancha Kalpa Tarovyashya
Kripa Sindhuva Evaja Patitanam Pavanibhyo Vaishnavibhyo Namo Namo Ananta Koti Vaishnavinda Ki Jaya Srila Prabhupada Ki Jaya Shri Navadvip Dham Mahatmya Ki Jaya Bhakti Vinod Thakur ki jai. Gaur Premanande Hari Hari Bol. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Savitri Mataji ki.
Gaur Bhakta Vinod ki jai. Govinda. Bye.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.